A new album by Jackson Hole jazz singer Nicole Madison jazzes up a 60s pop song and gives it a place among classic jazz standards. The album's name, In My Life, comes from a song written by the Beatles. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer reached out to Nicole Madison at home.
So the album has a lot of the classic American songbook names in terms of composers on it. Rodgers, Hart, Hammerstein, Arlen, Gershwin, and then I also see Lennon and McCartney, as in the Beatles. How did they make it on that list?
Actually, I had sung that song about a year ago. I was asked to sing that at a party and really liked the song and brought it to Keith.
And this is Keith Phillips, your pianist.
Yes. I honestly felt like it was one of Keith's best arrangements. I loved what he did with it. It feels to me and sounds to me like one of the most honest expressions of him coming through the song.
There are places I'll remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. And some have gone, and some remain.
And I have to say also what struck me in listening to it, because it's a song, you know, the Beatles are pretty ubiquitous, so it's a song I've heard a lot, but the lyrics really popped for me in a way that they haven't before. I feel like the melancholy of the song really comes through in your interpretation and your arrangement.
Well, thank you, Micah. I appreciate that. You know, in what I do in my performing, I try to find the most honest expression of myself in the communication of the lyric.
And does this have anything to do with the fact that before your career in jazz, you worked in musical theater in New York?
Yes, I worked in musical theater and theater. And for me, acting and music are interconnected. And trying to find the truth in all of my performing is one of my main goals in order to move people. That's really what I want to do. I want to move and inspire people through all that I do with performance.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby.
How do you approach well-known material? I mean, you've also got Over the Rainbow or I Can't Give You Anything But Love on the album. I mean, these are well-trodden paths.
They most certainly are. I do my best to honor the integrity of the songwriter. And then I try to find my own take on it. And it's at times a challenge because some of the standards are so overdone. But I feel very connected to that style of music and just do my best to give an honest interpretation.
Nicole Madison, tell me a bit about the process of developing these interpretations. I mean, you've talked about your pianist, Keith Phillips, working on arrangements for these pieces. What happens next in the rehearsal space?
We play through the songs quite a bit together, and then I take the material home and work on it on my own. I analyze those lyrics like crazy and try to put it into my body and communicate it in a way that it really is the most honest expression of myself. But then we come back together and work on the piece, and not only are we expressing our own message individually, we're coming together and trying to communicate something together.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like to be a jazz musician in the West, which is, obviously there are jazz players in this area, but it's not an area that's typically thought of as a hotbed for jazz.
I think living out West, it provides a bit of a challenge because you are limited in the access of going out and hearing different musicians and so forth. I mean, at least out here, you know, not so much on the West Coast. At the same time, it also offers you freedom of, I think, working on your own individual expression as an artist.
Nicole Madison is a jazz singer living in Jackson Hole. We reached her by phone at her home. Her new album is In My Life, and you can find out more about Nicole and her music at NicoleMadison.com. Nicole Madison, thanks so much for your time.
Micah, thank you for having me. I'm honored.